855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want. Should have said that more clearly. 855-453. F-R-E-E. That's 3733 for those of you who don't have letters on your phone. It's Mark with you.
And Tally.
This is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's been, you know, largely about, you know, what's going on in Syria, and I can see why. I totally see why people are concerned with that. I think that, you know, as though the Obama administration wasn't on the ropes with all kinds of scandals out there, now this thing is handled in probably the worst fashion it could possibly have been handled. It seems like the second terms of presidents are just disasters, that Americans are going to vote them in that second term. By the way, George H.W. Bush would have been voted in if it hadn't been for Perot. He still, by the way, I saw a post-presidential interview with him some years later, and he'd still blame Perot for that. I could have been a two-term president if it hadn't been for that stinking billionaire. Amusing to me. 855-450-FREE. Jason, you've got some Free State Project-related news here, right?
Well, I just read that it's the anniversary of the Free State Project. How many years has the Free State Project been around? Over 10? 12?
It's over 10. I would guess it was 12. 2001 would have been my guess.
And so, let's see.
And this was just the Free State Project is an idea. And the idea was, at the time, come up with a grad student, by a grad student, Jason Sorens, to get 20,000 people who were libertarian types to move to one sparsely populated state in order to have a more real effect on the state governments. The Free State Project, the idea boomed. It was they were going to vote at 5,000, which state, and then get the other 15,000 people to sign up after that. So it went from 0 to 5,000 very quickly. And then after that, after the vote was taken and New Hampshire came out, by a long shot, the winner. It wasn't even close. The next closest was Wyoming, and it got a tenth of the votes that New Hampshire got. I didn't get involved in the voting.
Yeah, me neither.
I didn't feel like it was. I wasn't an expert. But people, I don't think just because somebody asks you for your opinion, you should give it. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't know, don't answer. So I figured other people would vote and come up with a better choice.
Kind of like crowdsourcing, right?
Yeah, I think New Hampshire was the best choice for a variety of reasons. I was kind of pulling for Delaware. It was the southernmost state. And the winners aren't nearly as challenging in Delaware as they are in New Hampshire. Hmm. And that's one of the biggest complaints about the Free State Project. Oh, it's cold up there. I wonder what the people at Valley Forge thought.
So there's 14,767 participants as of this moment, according to freestateproject.org. There's 1,179 that are already in New Hampshire. And so I guess tonight I'd like to talk about the perspective of one of these participants. And the reason I'd like to discuss it is because tomorrow there's going to be a vote by the Free State Project Board of Directors whether or not to allow this person to participate further or to rescind that.
Oh, we might be getting the boot.
That's what I understand.
I see.
And
I suppose that's news. Yeah,
it is. I mean, it's the first time that that has happened.
No,
I
it's guess, not the first time. There was a guy who was involved in the Free Town Project who was kicked out of the Free State Project.
Oh, okay.
There were also some white supremacist signers that sort of were going to take over the Free State Project and make it a whitey thing, mm-hmm. or whatever. And their names were removed from the rolls. So there have been some people.
I guess I'm getting my information from a member of the Free State Project Board of Directors who led me to believe it was unprecedented, but you have some examples that state that it wasn't.
I believe that it is not unprecedented, yeah.
So anyway, there's this pretty controversial article, I think. Some of the people involved with the Free State Project believe, which is why they're having the vote. And it's by a gentleman by the name of Christopher Cantwell, and it's published on CopBlock.org with the headline, Concord Police, Go Ahead and Get Your Bearcat.
Go and get your Bearcat.
Yeah, right. So I figured we could probably discuss it. There's a controversial line in there, but it probably should be read in context.
So here it is. It's recently a great deal of fuss has been made about the police department in Concord, New Hampshire, applying for a grant from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to obtain a tank. The military apparatus in question is a Lenco Bearcat, and that stands for, like, ballistic...
Engineered armored response counter attack truck. Yeah.
An armored vehicle with gun ports. The police, of course, claim it is only a rescue vehicle. By the way, they don't paint it red. The police, of course, claim it's a rescue vehicle, as evidenced by their use of several such vehicles to rescue Zokor Zharnev, a wounded, unarmed 19-year-old boy.
Of course, that's underplaying who this person is, which is one of the alleged Boston bombers, and there were probably dozens of Bearcats on the scene.
Indeed, that's the case, and it does show that the use of the Bearcat, I do have some problems with how Zharnev was taken into custody, no doubt, but, you know, as the case may be, he likely did all the things that he's accused of. Much of the controversy centers around the application for the grant, in which police say they have a domestic terrorist problem, including, but not limited to, Free Staters. Now, I can certainly see why people would get upset about that. After all, in the 12-year history of the Free State Project, I'm aware of exactly zero incidents of Free Stater-initiated violence. And the FSP website says rather clearly, anyone who promotes violence, radical hatred, or bigotry is not welcome. I can personally attest to the aversion Free Staters have of any sort of violence because I was practically run out of town for simply suggesting that people have the right to defend themselves against government agents. And the inevitable outrage that this article will invoke from libertarians may serve as further proof.
Right.
So here he is. He predicts the oncoming onslaught.
Yeah, perhaps he's trolling everybody to see what the reaction will be. And I think he might be referencing when he arrived in Keene. And he wanted to have several conversations about justifying killing cops. And I know my first experience with him was on some private video conference where it's like one of the first things that came out of his mouth was a justification for that. And so, you know, I tried to explain, you know, a lot of the people around here, including myself, are about peaceful evolution and don't really adopt violent tactics. And I didn't feel that was running him off, but...
I do think that, as I recall, at some point his rhetoric did get him banished from the Keene Activist Center.
If it's a peaceful place and people are uncomfortable with that language...
I'm just making a point. He says he was practically run out of town. He is not overstating the case too thoroughly.
Yeah, I mean, there have been some people that have called for his ostracization. I haven't, but I do make it clear that I'm walking a peaceful path. I don't believe he's advocating that because I don't... Any association that I have with me being around his or anybody else's, around them might... make people believe that I share those ideas, which I do not.
On the other hand, we have no shortage of violence involving Free Staters. Government agents have repeatedly harassed, assaulted, and kidnapped Free Staters. Speaking to this, Tally, you were attacked by government agents and drugged by handcuffs, which has to be an extraordinarily painful experience for the simple act of carrying a camera into... a court. It's not even a lobby. I mean, it's just sort of a hallway.
Right, in front of the clerk's window there.
Yeah, and this is a place where the law says you are allowed to take pictures of court documents.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it is outrageous. However, my response is not to shoot anybody.
No, shooting people probably not going to be effective in that circumstance. The next logical step is for the police to begin killing these peaceful activists.
Now, these are the words of Chris Cantwell, not Mark Edge.
That's right. Well, I mean, you know, what am I going to do?
I appreciate you reading this.
Indeed. And the acquisition of military hardware in the name of this group is a rather obvious sign that that is their intention. Well... you know, they are asking for military hardware, and they have been violent. So I think he's speculating, but we'll see. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on this or anything else are welcome. We're going to continue reading this in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Calling all makeup lovers. Bare Minerals Foundation just won its 8th Glammy Award for Best Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of our number one selling foundation. For yours, call 1-800-953-2358. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Glamour magazine calls this foundation a magic eraser. Allure, InStyle, and Elle rave about how it's naturally radiant and good for you. Makeup so pure, you can sleep in it. And clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin for all skin types. Join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals and fallen in love with their skin again. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and see for yourself. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-953-2358. 1-800-953-2358.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's free as in 3733. That's 855-450-3733. You can give us a call and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Tally.
And as I've been telling everybody about forcefieldenergy.com, I become more and more convinced that this company's stock price is going to rise. I see the areas that they're involved. I see the management team. And they have a lot of promise. Here's just one more reason. The organic Rankine cycle conversion units that they have are almost twice as good as the old technology. Nobody's making ORC units the way that forcefieldenergy.com is making them. The former units used to have these caustic chemicals in them that would be bad for the environment, and now they've replaced them with more environmentally friendly replacement fluids, and they've designed them in such a way that they can now handle nearly twice the capacity of turning heat into energy. New government regulations make it so that companies aren't allowed to have just shoot a bunch of heat out of smokestacks anymore. They've got to do something. They've got to use that heat and turn it into electricity, basically. Or they can, you know, use other methods to dissipate the heat, but why not turn it into electricity? And these machines, the conversion for these companies is often as low as a year, depending on where they are, because of government subsidies in many cases. I'm not going to lie about that. There's no doubt about it. I'm not thrilled about government subsidies, but we do live in that world. And forcefieldenergy.com is making it easier for companies to be able to live with the government regulations. I think that FNRG is a stock to watch and a stock that's going to go up. I recommend to buy it. And, you know, the few times that I've actually gotten into the stock market, I've gotten quite lucky. So, you know, for what that's worth, FNRG, anybody can buy it with your brokerage account. But you can get in on the private placement for just $4 a share. It's currently trading at $5.20, so that's a big savings. If you've got $25,000 to invest and you can hold the stock for 6 months, the private placement's for you. So all you have to do is go to forcefieldenergy.com, click on the Contact Us link there, and the management team will help you get into the private placement. You just, you know, get in touch with them through the email or through telephone, whatever it is that you want to do. Now, investments do involve risk. I'm risking it with you. They have paid for the advertising time here, but they haven't paid for my endorsement because I give that freely. Forcefieldenergy.com. And Tally, let's go back to this article that we're reading here from copblock.org regarding the Concord Bearcat, written by Chris Cantwell, who's been on the show a few times, usually talking about his feelings about when reciprocal force is appropriate. Going on. He says, while I can see why people are getting upset, I'm not sure why anybody's surprised. Free Staters oppose government violence. So they have chosen New Hampshire as a place to make a stand against it. But, of course, to oppose government violence is to oppose the government itself, since the government is violence incarnate. I think what he's trying to say is well, then, you know what, I'm not going to try to interpret what he says here. I don't think it's violence incarnate. I mean, it makes it sound like a ninja or something like that. It's a completely ineffectual organization, but it does claim, ultimately, a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given geographic area. They decide what's acceptable, what's not, and it's always acceptable for them. So, anyway, violence is the only tool the government has, and when all you've got is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Misled pacifists have told me for some time that we have to meet government violence with a nonviolent resistance and civil disobedience, and because government agents don't know how to deal with nonviolent people. Clearly, there's an ever-increasing amount of evidence that these people are completely misinformed. Government agents know exactly how to deal with peaceful people. They deal with them using violence, and the acquisition of the Bearcat in Concord is just one in a long line of examples.
So does the government know what to do with violent people?
Yes, it does. It incarcerates them rather quickly, and there is no use. I mean, basically,
incarcerates or kills.
Incarcerates or kills, or you have a successful revolution. Those are your three choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
With people that employ government violence against the government, is either you have a successful revolution, you may escape into like the hinterland or something, or you die, or you get incarcerated.
So, I mean, to me, it seems like the government, there are people that are willing to use violence to achieve their political goals. It also seems to me that that's the definition of what a terrorist is, right?
So are you saying the government's a bunch of terrorists?
I'm saying that I don't like the state because they use violence to achieve their goals. I don't like terrorists for the same reason, or people that advocate use of force against cops to achieve their political goals. I kind of lump them in the same category, although I've been told that there should be exceptions made for defensive force, which I can agree. I just don't trust everybody's judgment.
I'm with you. I don't trust everybody's judgment either. Let's go on. let's see. I lost my spot here. Just one second. Adam Kokesh is peaceful. This is Adam Kokesh, the guy who does Adam versus the Man. It's a podcast and video show.
Most recently caged by the FedGov, but the park police, because he had a shotgun and he loaded some shells into it. And he said, I'll see you on July 4th for the final American Revolution.
But that was a video. They didn't actually catch him doing it or anything.
Sure. That's the peaceful guy that Cantwell was talking about.
Right. Adam Kokesh is peaceful. That didn't stop government agents from kidnapping and caging him. Ian Freeman is peaceful. That didn't stop government agents from kidnapping and caging him. Derek Horton is peaceful. And that didn't stop government agents from kidnapping and caging him. Adamo Friedman is peaceful. That did not stop government agents from kidnapping and caging him. Rich Paul is peaceful, and that did not stop government agents from kidnapping and caging him. Need I continue? Because there's no limit to how long I could make this article if I chose to list every example of government violence against peaceful people. This is just a short list of people I know personally who were attacked in just the last year or so. Imagine if I decided to start digging through old newspapers. The government doesn't much care if you're peaceful or not. All they care about is if you're obedient. Free Staters are not being labeled as terrorists because they're violent. They're being labeled as terrorists because they're disobedient.
I think he has a point there.
Yep, I agree. Being violent is not a prerequisite for government violence being used against a person. And in the entire history of statism, it has never been that. The only prerequisite of government violence is disobedience. And this is the truth, is that when it comes to government, the only true crime is disobedience. Mm-hmm. That basically, if you are obedient enough and in the gang enough, you can get away with all kinds of terrible violence and thievery and trickery and those kind of things. Just take a look at the history of the politicians in this country. But that it's... that honestly, you can get executed for refusing to pull over for a traffic stop. Something as simple as a moving violation, a potential moving violation, because not formally accused and certainly not convicted of it at that point. But if you refuse to stop, they could very well just start shooting at you at some point. So, anyway, I'll go on with this story here shortly. 855 450 Free Talk Live.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Is hurricane and wildfire season again? Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland, and the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here on Free on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Tally.
855-450-FREE. Want to remind you, when you do your online shopping, please use shop.freetalklive.com. There are links there for Amazon and Newegg. When you use those, it takes an extra click. You can bookmark them and always use those links so you don't forget. But it is, it's really important for us here, and we frankly get a good deal of our paychecks come from these Amazon and other links. 855-450-FREE. You can find it at shop.freetalklive.com. Going on here with the article, reading from one from cupblock.org, from a one Christopher Cantwell, who we've had on the show many times. I've met Chris, and I know who he is. Going on, he says, deep down, free staters know this, and this is that governments will employ violence against people who are disobedient, not just people who are violent.
But specifically them, free staters.
Free staters. And that's why they're free staters. They see the injustice. They want it to stop. So they're coming together to make a stand against it. The only problem is that now that they've come together, they have absolutely no idea what to do because their vision of a peaceful evolution to a voluntary society is being shattered on an almost daily basis by government violence.
I don't really think that's fair, and I've been living here for 4 years.
I don't feel like my vision of a peaceful, voluntarist society is being shattered by government agents. I think that, frankly, the what I expected to happen has been happening. Now, I don't think that the best path to liberty is running around, plugging meters and filming. I think filming police probably is the best thing that one can do, simply because it holds people responsible for their actions. But all the activism I've seen here in New Hampshire, not what I consider the most effective. Even getting involved in the political process, I wonder to myself whether that's effective. Because although you can provide some freedom to somebody on a tangible level in the short term, you're certainly not going to provide a bunch of freedom in the short term. And oftentimes it just looks like taking the one or the other sides in the political process. I love ideas like Bitcoin. To me, technology is liable to be the thing that frees us. And if we can take advantage of existing technologies and employ them in ways that allow us to be more free, Bitcoin does that. Bitcoin allows you to send and receive money if you do it properly, anonymously. It allows you to keep your money in a way that only you have access to. The government doesn't, and banks don't. Just you. So they can't forcibly take money from you. If you wish to withhold taxes because you feel like this government no longer represents you or whatever, do like the founders do, you can do that with Bitcoin. That's a heck of a lot more freedom than you have with any other bank account. If you want to get into Bitcoin, the place to start is probably blockchain.info. You can go over there, get a free account. It has encryption right in the browser, so the NSA, blockchain, or anybody else doesn't have access to your account, just you. Blockchain.info.
And I would say if you want to spend Bitcoins, you know, along with your neighbors, New Hampshire's a good place.
That was probably the best place in the world to do that. I would say that the activist community here in New Hampshire is peopled with people that are taking Bitcoins. As a matter of fact, I'm paying people to work on my property in Bitcoins and do some work for me and, you know, try doing that where you are. So going on, so what to do, Chris Cantwell says. It's a terribly unpopular thing to say, but the answer is, at some point, is to kill government agents. The government agents know that, and that's why they want a tank.
So I should point out, that is the controversial line that I think if Chris Cantwell were to remove that, then he could be a Free State Project participant, no discussion needed.
Okay, so he's let's look at the controversial line. Do I have to go further in the article to know the context of it?
Yes, there's more context coming up.
Okay, well, let me see. So I'm going to read it again. So this is the line that apparently can get Christopher Cantwell kicked out of the... And I guess we shouldn't use the term kicked out, because physically nothing's going to happen to
him. Oh, of course.
His name removed from the rolls of the Free State Project. He will no longer be a participant of the Free State Project if the board decides that this line is what you're claiming.
Right.
Okay, so what to do? It's a terribly unpopular thing to say, but the answer is, at some point, is to kill government agents. The government agents know that, and that's why they want a tank. Okay.
Yeah, it's never dawned on me that that would be a course of action that I would take.
No, it has never dawned on me either.
Employ as a strategy.
I agree. Carla Garrick, I pronounce her name Garrick. When I've heard her pronounce it, there's like special little guttural noises that go along with it.
Right.
She's a Boer from South Africa.
I believe she prefers to be called Queen Quill anyway.
Indeed. It's easier to pronounce. She's the president of the Free State Project. Correctly points out in her letter to the Concord police chief that the most libertarians' strong belief in the non-aggression principle, and they choose to disassociate from those promoting the initiation of force. If anybody needs a refresher course on the English language, aggression is the initiation of force, and the non-aggression principle does not condemn the use of defensive force, even if the cult of the omnipotent state does. I believe in the non-aggression principle, which is why I believe in using defensive force against aggressors. It's not a terribly complicated concept. If someone uses violence against me, I am within my rights to use whatever level of force is necessary to repel the threat. And the non-aggression principle doesn't make exceptions for shiny badges or letters from men in robes. The mere mention of this fact necessarily gets people in an uproar, because whatever level of force is necessary to repel the threat leads to a rather serious conflict when you face an aggressor like the state, who will use whatever level of force is necessary to oppress their victim. And I have to agree with Chris on this point. I do agree with Chris on
which
this point.
Which point?
That essentially, A, one has the right to use defensive force to repel aggression, no matter who the oppressor aggressor is. So if that aggressor is a police officer that wishes to rape you, yeah. Sure. I mean, this happens all the time in the United States. There's a story probably every week, maybe certainly every month, of some police officer somewhere doing some kind of sexual misconduct. And I don't think there's anything wrong with somebody who's being targeted in this way whipping out a gun and putting a couple in a police officer that's coming after them. Now, what he rightly points out is that the government apparatus is very bad at detecting evil ones within it. That it doesn't, that if you do defend yourself against a law enforcement officer who is clearly in the wrong, the chances of you surviving that experience are bad. So I agree. When you're dealing with an aggressive member of the state, regardless of why they're aggressing or how they're aggressing, it is within your rights, and I'm using air quotes here on the term rights, to defend yourself. However, it is within your right to whip out a gun on an armed robber who's holding you up, but you may be slow on the draw and get a bullet put in you. Just because it's within your rights doesn't make it expedient or smart. And if it's not smart, you shouldn't do it. I'm not going to recommend you do something if it's an unwise act. And I think that it is an unwise act to use defensive force when dealing with the state, because the state doesn't see your defensive force, and many people in society, frankly, the media, the state, and sort of the hoi polloi, tend to not see your use of defensive force as a use of defensive force. They see it as a nut job with a gun was killed today by valiant law enforcement officers.
Well, I'm just concerned that people see law enforcers as, or government agents, as this article puts it, as the enemy, and they're human beings. I mean, there was a time that I worked for the government when I was in the Air Force. I would hate for somebody to shoot me because they disagreed with my career choices.
I'm with you on that, and I think that, frankly, who better to see? We just had a person call in. His name is Jared. Called in, law enforcement officer.
Very helpful.
Who better to see the depredations of a rapacious state than those who get to see it on a daily basis?
Yeah, let's win them over.
And in many cases, they've already won over. They know about freedom in many cases. As a matter of fact, I was taught about libertarian ideas for law enforcement officers.
Business owners, listen up!
Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a Z!
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success! Incorporate your business!
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. We might be able to get you here in the final segment here of Free Talk Live. If you give us a call real quick, it's 855-450-FREE. Or you can Skype us. The Skype username is lrn.fm. You'll have to send a request first, and we have to approve you, and then you can call in any time. It's lrn.fm is the username. Let's go to Fred calling in from Michigan. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark. Well, what's on my mind is the perverse shenanigans, skullduggery of this fascist foreign government. I have benefited from a couple books that have been authored by one of the retired British intelligence officer, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock.
Okay.
The other, that's The Synagogue of Satan.
And, Synagogue of Satan. Sounds like a gripping thriller.
Well, it's a phenomenal historic account, as is Tex Mars, who's a retired career Air Force officer.
Mm-hmm.
His website's powerofprophecy.com. His book is Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. Now, in the book, Synagogue of Satan, there are numerous authors who are cited. Among them, a couple retired Israeli Mossad operatives or officers. Victor Ostrovsky, in his book, By Way of Deception, which is the model of the Mossad, and then The Other Side of Deception. Then there's one, Prophets of War, done by a retired IDF intelligence officer. What they all cite is that historically, whomever you want to identify in the Israeli military or and government, but they will either dress up their own people as Arabs, or they'll recruit Arab-Israeli people to conduct terrorist acts, either against Israelis or, in this case, the Syrian populace. So they can plausibly, you know, it's like plausible denial kind of thing. Well, plausibly they can say, oh, well, it's Assad murdering his own people, gassing whatever, and it's the Israelis.
Well, it's the Israelis. Okay, so Fred, there's a couple of issues here. The first issue is sort of why hasn't one of these stories really hit the mainstream media? I mean, this is the kind of thing that would bust wide open in the mainstream media if it was sort of corroboratory evidence. I mean, there's all kinds of sort of hoaxy, books out there, and I don't, you know, it's difficult to know what to believe. Just because something's printed on a page doesn't make it true, right?
Well, true enough, except what you say would be also feasible. The problem is you would have to compare and contrast. You'd have to corroborate based on people who are whistleblowers, some of whom have paid high prices, some even with their own lives, and then you connect all their data, because the mainstream propaganda media, unfortunately, is owned by the same infamous transnational corporations that constitute the military-industrial establishment.
Okay, so here's one that I tend to diverge with, Fred, is that I worked for Clear Channel Communications on the air for a period of time. At no point, not one time, did anyone ever give us the talking points. I don't know whether Free Talk Live was just too small, just didn't matter, but I've never, in speaking to other people in the media, I just don't hear these talking points. I don't hear anybody say that this or that. There have been a few stories that people can sort of glom onto and say, you know, this happened or that happened. And I will certainly say that the media is statist, that they tend to just take politicians and governmental press releases for their word. But I don't think there's this overarching multinational corporation owning the media conspiracy thing.
Well, there's a gal by the name of Amber Lyon who used to work for CNN.
Okay. Yep.
You know, she's been interviewed by, you know, some people that you probably know, Alex Jones and mm-hmm. others. Soon, I guess, somebody on Colton, oh yeah, John B. Wells said he's going to interview Amber Lyon sometime in the near future. She's one source who will adamantly state that they were ordered, if you will, directed to push certain storylines and ignore other storylines.
I think that's a programming choice. I mean, I'll give you that, that probably that she's got her editors and the people up the line have you know, said, you know, this is what we're going to talk about. Hell, that happens here in the studio. Ian decides which we're going to talk about, what we're going to talk about in a given evening, because we can't talk about both things at the same time.
Right,
so,
but Mark, on a consistent basis, and furthermore, there are people who will testify to the fact, who authored books. I can't recall all of them now, but there are Tex Marzes. He's got a whole bunch of them. There's this guy, Dr. Cass Ingram, who's Arabic, knowsdisinfo.com. I've heard his interviews.
So caller, if I can jump in.
It's Fred.
Fred, was your reason to call in to say that Israel did something?
Set off the sarin gas attack.
Oh, okay. And then you're saying that the media is covering this fact up. But what is your evidence that Israel is responsible?
The historic precedent, you would have to read the book.
That's pretty ridiculous to say there's some kind of historic precedent with Israel,
oh, yeah,
and therefore they're responsible. So you're complaining,
yeah,
about all these other information sources, and I'm not trusting the information source that you're providing.
Well, Amber Lyons is certainly, you know,
is she accusing?
No, she's not.
Yeah, no, she's not. And I understand Amber Lyons. I think she had a story killed about Dubai or the United Arab Emirates, and she did this report she was happy with, and CNN said they're not going to run it. I think that's what you're talking about. So yes, I'm sure there are people that have disagreements with their media organizations that they work for, but it still doesn't prove your point.
I can call back sometime, and I'll respond
with evidence, please.
I can give you the evidence out of the mouths of rabbis, out of the mouths of Menachem Begin, when he said after he conducted the King David event, he said to a British interviewer, "What do you consider yourself instrumental in this terrorism?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm the king of terror in the whole world." I mean, there are various high-level Israeli people who have audaciously stated, "We are the chosen race. It's our new world order, whether you want it or not. We're going to do whatever is necessary." It's
Hey, Fred.
In their journals, it's
Fred,
in their newspapers.
Fred, do you know I'm Jewish?
What?
Do you know that I am Jewish?
I don't know who is Jewish.
I'm just saying. Like, I, what I'm hearing is the Jews are bad, and that we believe that there's some kind of, you know, that it, the rest of the world is inferior in some way, and I don't really feel that way.
I'm only saying, Mark, what they have said, them, not all Jews, no. It's, I don't know. They call themselves, we Jews.
All right.
Okay, Menachem Begin, Netanyahu.
I got you. I do appreciate it, Fred. Call back with the evidence on this one. I would appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I got to say, it's a pretty sad note to end the show on. A call.
Well, I want you to vote right now whether or not Chris Cantwell should be kicked out of the Free State Project for these statements and that we had read in the last segment.
So in the FAQ of the Free State Project, they say that they won't accept racists or people that promote violence as Free State Project participants.
Right. His line here is a terribly unpopular thing to say, but the answer is, at some point, is to kill government agents.
Okay,
the government agents know that, and that's why they want a tank.
So he's promoting violence, right?
I think that it... I don't know precisely what he says here. I think he has a skewed view of what the future will look like. So I don't know if he's promoting violence. However, if I were sitting on the board, what I'd say is, look, man, can't have it. Just can't have it. You're going to have to go back and edit this this article and remove that line.
And I've done that.
You don't get to say kill and cop in the same sentence and remain a Free State Project participant. I mean, like, we just can't have it.
Well, the vote's tomorrow. We shall find out, I guess.
I think it's a tough scenario because I don't think he... I have never seen him whip out guns on cops or anything like that. 855. What am I giving that? FreeTalkLive.com. In the meantime, check it out.
Peace.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.